Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, her of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We are on the top of Lamed Tes Amid Aleph by the words Gufa. Let's pick it up. Zok the Hail Gemara. Gufa, we learned previously the words of Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda. Shabbos and Yontif that are right near each other. If Yontif is Friday and Shabbos is Shabbos, Amar Rav Yehuda, Erev Baraglav B'Yom Rishon. If you made an Erev with your feet on the first day, Ma'arev Baraglav B'Sheni, then you have to go make an Erev with your feet on the second day, Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arev B'Pas B'Yom Sheni. If you used bread on the first day, then you could use bread on the second day. Erev B'Pas B'Rishon, Ma'arev B'Raglav B'Sheni. If you used bread on the first day, you could use an Erev with your feet on the second day. However, what you can do is Erev Baraglav Rishon Ein Ma'arev B'Pas B'Sheni. This opinion holds that if you used your feet on day one, you're not allowed to take bread on Friday afternoon, which is Yontif. You're not allowed to take bread, new bread, which wasn't used yesterday for the Erev. You're not allowed to take new bread and designate it as an Erev. That's preparing from Yontif to Shabbos. If you use the same bread, it's just the same old Erev from yesterday. It's not, so the Erev was really from Thursday. But if you use new bread, it's preparing from Yontif to Shabbos, and that's a problem. She'ein ma'arvin b'tchila b'pas. You're not allowed to, on Yontif, Friday afternoon, which is Yontif, you're not allowed to use bread and have to designate it as an Erev if you're just taking a walk. So a walk is not considered to be preparation, but if you're designating bread as an Erev, so that's a problem of preparing. Erev b'pas b'yom rishon, ma'arev b'pas b'yom sheni, amar Shmuel over osa pas. Shmuel says, the case that we said before, that if you use bread for day one, you could use the same bread for day two, you got to use the same bread. Amar Rav Ashi, dekanami masisin. If you look back in the Mishnah Lamed Ches, remember that story, the Mishnah Lamed Ches, yesterday's daf, the Mishnah taught you exactly how to do it. The Mishnah gave you good shtick. Take the bread out on Thursday afternoon. Wait till it's night, Thursday night. Venotlo, then carry it back. You're allowed to carry. Venotlo, balu b'sheni, and then you take it and then go back out on Friday afternoon. And then eat it in its place. So that was the opinion of Rabbo, who says that designated bread is a problem. Now, but there was yesterday's daf, we learned the other Amorayim would disagree and said, no, it's no problem. You're allowed to designate it on Yontif. So what do they do? V'rabbanan ha, so why does the Mishnah seem to say you got to use the same bread? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah's not telling you you have to do it that way. The Mishnah's just giving you an Eitz Tova. The Mishnah's giving you a good way to do it that you won't lose your bread. You could use the same bread. So carry the bread out there, then bring it home, then go take the same bread, bring it out there Friday afternoon, stay till Friday night and eat it, because you can't carry it, it's Shabbos. So eat it, it's just an Eitz Tova. V'rabbanan dil mahasam Eitz Tova kamashlan. The Mishnah is not telling you you have to do it that way. It's just giving you advice on how to do it in a way that you won't lose your money. Because the Mishnayos care about us not losing our money. Okay, talk about a daf yomi coincidence. I got to say it again when Mordechai comes back, but talk about a daf yomi coincidence. Oh, Mordechai, you got the things in your ears. Good, you could hear me. Listen to this daf yomi coincidence. There's a Mishnah now that discusses how you establish the day of Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah. Unbelievable. Of the 2,700 daf and shas, 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah we're reading is, how do you establish the day of Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah? Unbelievable. What a daf yomi coincidence. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shehayah Yarei Shema Tisaber. Now, the way they used to figure out what day is Rosh Hashanah, so it's the 30th day of Elul. So if Adin would come at 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 11 in the morning, and say, last night we saw the new moon, so then it would be Rosh Hashanah. So now when people woke up in the morning, or even the night before, what Ma'ariv did they have the night before? When they woke up in the morning, they assumed it was going to be Rosh Hashanah on day number 30, but somebody had to come to Bezdin and say that it was. So there was a suffix, right? That's where the whole 2 days Rosh Hashanah comes from, because maybe the Adin would come late, and that's exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shehayah Yarei Shema Tisaber, Rosh Hashanah, that you'd be afraid maybe the Edim would not come in the morning, and therefore this would end up being the 30th day of Elul, and it would end up being tomorrow would be Rosh Hashanah. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, let's say this year, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos Sunday, right? So let's say it came out the way it came out this year. So Friday afternoon, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. Friday afternoon, let's say a person on Shabbos, day one, he wants to walk 4,000 amos to the east. And on Sunday, he wants to walk 4,000 amos to the west. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, Friday afternoon, he's allowed to make two different Erevs. Ma'ariv Adam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Kedushos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah is also Shtei Kedushos. So Ma'ariv Adam Shtei Eruvin, you're allowed to make two Erevs. Now, if the first day is Rosh Hashanah, so then you have no problem on the second day. It's not Yontif. You're allowed to walk as long as you want. But he's worried, Shamat Tisaber, he's worried maybe they're going to have to observe both days. But even if they observe both days, it's two Kedushas. So you're allowed to go in two different directions. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. My day one Erev will be to the east, my day two to the west. And I want my Erev to walk 4,000 amas to the east on day one. On the second day, I want to be able to walk 2,000 amas in either direction, like the people of my city. Or maybe I want to walk 4,000 amas to the west on day two. The first day, I want to be able to walk 2,000 amos in either direction from the city. V'lo hodul chacham. So Rabbi Yehuda held that Shtei Kedushis, you can make two different Erevs for Rosh Hashanah. But the Chachamim disagreed. The Chachamim said, no, both days are Kedusha Achas. Now, presumably, both days are Kedusha Achas, even Lekula, even to be lenient, meaning that if you have an Erev on day one that it gets eaten, you could still use it for day two. That's the way the Rambam understands. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says when we say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are l'chumra, like one day, like Kedusha Achas, it's only l'chumra that way. But you wouldn't be able to be lenient. And if your Erev would get eaten up, you would not be able to use the Erev for day two. So it's only l'chumra. You have to be machmir and say that it's like one day in the sense that you're not allowed to switch it on day two. But you also have to be machmir that the Erev has to be for both days. The Chachamim don't agree. The Gemara doesn't explain the Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said another halacha that depends on Shtei Kedushos. Masna Adam ala Kalkala, Biyantav Rishon, Va'ochla B'sheni. A person has two baskets filled with fruit of Tevel. He can say, on day one of Rosh Hashanah, he can make the following condition and say, if today is Yontif, then I want the Maaser to be Chal tomorrow. If tomorrow is Yontif, I want the Maaser to be Chal today. And either way, Maman of Shach, he could eat it on the second day. Because it's Shtei Kedushos. Shtei Kedushos means either today's Kaddush or tomorrow's Kaddush, but it's not one long day of Kedush. It's Shtei Kedushos. V'chein beitza shenol d'barishon tochal b'sheni. Similarly, if there's an egg born on day one, you're allowed to eat it on day two. In all these cases, v'lo hodo lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda taught us three halachos of where it's Shtei Kedushos. Tchum, Maiser, and Beitza. Tchum, Maiser, and Beitza. Three halachos. And in all three, the Chachamim disagreed and said by Rosh Hashanah, you have to assume it's one long Kedusha, and therefore all these halachos are incorrect. Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanus Omer, Ha'ovel l'fnei ha'teva b'yantav, this is a different story. Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanus says, a person who davens for the Amud on b'yantav shal Rosh Hashanah, Omer, ha'chalitzenu, Hashem, give us strength, Hashem Elokeinu, es yom rosh hachodesh hazeh, im hayom im lomachar, ulomachar omer, im hayom im emesh, yesterday, v'lo hodo lo chachamim. So, Rabbi Dos ben Hirkan said, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, and you also say, you sort of say, if Rosh Chodesh is today or tomorrow, and the chacham disagreed. The Gemara is going to explain whether they disagreed that you don't say Rosh Chodesh at all, or they disagreed that you don't say today or yesterday, or today or tomorrow. You don't delineate which day is Rosh Chodesh. Says Gemara, man lo hodulo. Who is the opinion that holds Rosh Hashanah's Kedusha Achas? Amarav, Rabbi Yossi hi. The Sanya, modum chacham al Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham al Megidi Rabbi Eliezer says it's two Kedushos. The chachamim, who were mentioned in the earlier Mishnah, they hold that when it comes to a regular yontif, you cannot go to two different directions. because they hold Kedusha Achas, they admit Barash Hashanah. Shahiyar Hashem Tisaber, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin Va'omer, Eruvin Barishan Lamizach, Vashain Lamarav, Barishan Lamarav, Barishan Lamarav, Vashain Lamizach, Eruvi Barishan, Uvyom Shani Kivne Iri, Eruvi Biyom Shani, Biyom Rishan Kivne Iri. So the Chachamim who say by Yontif that it's one Kedusha, they admit to Rabbi Lezer that you're allowed to do it two different days on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because by Rosh Hashanah, one of the days is for sure Chol. Right? The case before we had is where you had Yontif following a Shabbos. Shabbos following Yontif. So there, the Chacham said, maybe it's Kedusha Achas. But by Rosh Hashanah, it's clearly only one day is Yontif. So even the Chachamim, who argued and said Kedusha Achas, where you have a Yontif going into a Shabbos or a Shabbos going into Yontif, because there was never a break, but they admit by Rosh Hashanah that it's Shtei Kedushas. That's the beginning. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not true. Rabbi Yossi says, not only do I hold Kedusha, that by Rosh Hashanah I hold it's Kedusha Achas. So therefore, not only are you not allowed to make two different eras by Yontif that follows Shabbos or Shabbos that follows Yontif, even 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's the same Yontif, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to make two Eruvs. Says the Gemara, Amar lahen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to the Chachamim, you guys who agree to Rabbi Elez that you're allowed to make two Eruvs on Rosh Hashanah, Iyatem Odim, Shimbo Edim, and Amincha Lamal, Shinogin Oso Ayom Kodesh, Ulamacha Kodesh. Didn't you guys read the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says when the Eidim would come in Amincha Lamala, which means that, and they wouldn't accept them, so they would push them till tomorrow, but nevertheless, they used to continue observing the first day as Rosh Hashanah. So doesn't that show you that it's Kedusha Achasein, that the rabbis decreed that it should be one long day of Kedusha? Why are they observing still Rosh Hashanah after Min Amincha Lamala? If they wouldn't accept the Eidim anyway, it means tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. Why are they still keeping today Rosh Hashanah if tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't that show it's Kedusha Achas? Says the Gemara, no, that's not why they would observe Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan and the Chachamim who say that the Shtei Kedusha say no. Hasam ki hechad lo lezal zlube. The reason why the rabbi said they have to still observe Rosh Hashanah for the rest of day one, even though everybody and their grandmother knew it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, but because they wouldn't accept the Edom, is because they didn't want the people treating Rosh Hashanah lightly next year. Right? If you let them start Rosh Hashanah and then all of a sudden the middle day say, oh, just kidding, it's not Rosh Hashanah today. Go to work in the afternoon and go come back tomorrow to shul, observe tomorrow. The people the next year are going to say, oh, I remember last year they canceled Rosh Hashanah in the middle. I'm not even going to get started this year. But next year, the Eidim are going to come in the morning and they're going to get messed over. So that's why they made you observe Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, so that people wouldn't be mezalzel next year. But really, Rosh Hashanah is not Kedusha Achas. It's Shtei Kedusha. So Rabbi Yossi's proof against the Chachamim is rejected. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also talked about making condition with the Meiser. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to teach you the halacha of Shtei Kedushos by three separate halachos? Why did I have to teach it to you by Tchum, and by Trumas of Meisers, and by Beitza? Well, just tell me. Very nice. We got the idea. He holds it Shtei Kedushos. Why do you have to keep repeating and tell me the halacha of Shtei Kedushos by all three of these cases? Says the Gemara, Utsricha, we need all three cases. De'i Ashmin and Rosh Hashanah. If you would have only told me the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, it's a little strange way of saying it. It means tchum. Yeah. The Bach changes the girsa to Beresha. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. De'i Ashmin and Beresha, if it would have only told me the case of tchum, Bahak Amar Rabbi Yehuda, maybe I would say that's the only place Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shtei Kedushos. Mishim Delo Ka'avid Mide. Because on Yontif itself, you did nothing. There's no Ma'ar sign. What was the case? Erev Rosh Hashanah, you made two Erevs, one for day one, one for day two. There's no, on Rosh Hashanah itself, you did nothing. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda says two Kedushas, you're allowed to split your Erev to one direction and the other direction. Avi's going to ask me, but what do you mean that you didn't do anything? But on the first day, you go to the east, and on the second day, you go to the west. Why? Why isn't that considered? Okay, but the point is, you're right. That's a good question. But the point is, you didn't actually do anything to establish the Erev on Yontif. You did everything from Erev Yontif. Aval kalkala demechse kimisakin tivla. But in the case of the Trumas and Maisers, what did you do? You were mafresh the Trumas and Maisers on day one. And you said, if today's Yontif, I want the Maiser to be chal tomorrow. If tomorrow's Yontif, I want Maiser to be chal. But you did something on Yontif. You're being mafresh it on Yontif. So it looks bad, right? Because you're not allowed to be mafresh Trumas and Maisers on Yontif. So you might have thought in such a case where it looks bad, demechse kimisakin tivla, maybe they would admit to the Chachamim that you can't do such a thing. Even though it's Shtei Kedushas, but it looks bad. It looks like you're being mafresh Trumas Maaseh and Yontif. Maybe the rabbis wouldn't permit it. Kamash Malah, no, that Rabbi Yehuda said you are allowed to do that. Ve'iyash minahani tarte. And if you only had the first two cases of Tchum and Trumas and Maaseh, Mishum Deleka Lemigzar Alayu. Well, there's no reason to really be gozer on the actual act itself. Aval beitza, but in the case of an egg that was born on day one, in terms of its status on day two, de'ika lemigzarba, that there is a reason to forbid this egg. What's the reason to forbid this egg? Mishum, as the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza, mishum peros hanoshrin, or mishum mashkin shezavu, that some of the reasons that some of the Amoraim forbid an egg born on Yontif is because it looks like fruit that fell off a tree, right? An egg that falls out of a chicken looks like a fruit that falls off a tree, which is usur to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to, even though it's ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to pluck a fruit off a tree, even on Yontif, because the rabbis only permitted Malachos milisha ve'elech, from kneading and onwards, but plucking it off a tree is no good. We'll see in a minute. Trapping an animal's asar and yantav also. Right? Only milisha ve'elech. You're not allowed to trap. Even though it's for food, you'll say, I'm trapping him to eat him. But that's no good. So certain malachos. So the ikalimigzaba mishum peris anoshin. So maybe there's a reason to forbid the egg falling out of the chicken. It's like a fruit falling off a tree. Or mishum mashkin shezavu. Remember we learned in Masechta Shabbos that if you have grapes or olives and liquid oozes out of the grape or the olive on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink because we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze it out. Mishamashkin shezavu. The chacham goes there because we're afraid you'll come to squeeze it on Yontif. And that's another thing that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, even though it's for food. You're not allowed to squeeze it on Yontif because it's dush. And it's only permitted from kneading and onward. So therefore, since there's a reason to forbid the egg, maybe they would agree to the Chachamim that an egg born on day one is going to be us on day two, because it still looks bad. It looks like this egg was born on Yontif, so we should decree Mishum Mashkin Shezavu or Mishum Peres Anoshrin Tzricha. That's why we need the case to say no. Rabbi Yehuda does not make that decree, and even though an egg born on day one is us on day one, but an egg born on day one is going to be Mutter on day two because it's Shtei Kedushos. Let's continue. Zakta Halakha Gemara. Tanya. We learned in a braisa, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Adam Alakakal V'yom Tov Rishon V'Ofa B'Sheni. In what case did Rabbi Yehuda say that you can make a condition on day one and eat it on day two? Ha'yulafanu Shtei Kakal Shel Tevel. You have two baskets of food, that's Tevel. Omer, Im Hayom Chol Macha Kodesh, if today is a weekday and tomorrow is a Yontif, Tehezu Truma Alzu. So I want the fruit in this basket to be truma on the fruit in the other basket. But if today is Yontif, so then my words are meaningless. And you call the truma conditionally. You call it truma. Umanicha. And you place the basket, and you don't eat it. Lamachar hu omer. Tomorrow you say the same thing. Imayom chol tehezu truma alzu. The same basket that I designated yesterday. On the second day you say, if today's a weekday, so I want the truma to be chal today. then Hayom Kodesh Yom Dvar Klum. And if today is Yontif, then what I said today is meaningless. But what I said yesterday is going to be the Truma. And willy nilly, either way, v'koyel Hashem v'ochla, you're allowed to eat it right then and there. You're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to eat it because it's Kedusha Achas. So therefore, you're not allowed to make this condition and say, if today is Yontif, if tomorrow is Yontif. Now, until now, we're talking about Yontif. What about Pesach Shavuos? Until now, we've been talking about Rosh Hashanah. What about Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos? Is that Kedusha Achas or is that Shtei Kedushas? Says the Gemara. V'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yamim tovim shel galios. So the Braisa says, Rabbi Yossi not only asered to take Trumas and Maisers in this way on Rosh Hashanah, he also would asser it on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. Wow. So the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Right. So I mentioned before that animals are muktzah on Yontif, live animals, because they're mechusar tseda from before Yontif. Tseda is asar on Yontif, even letzorech ochel nefesh. So therefore, an animal on Yontif is muktzah, because it was mechusar tseda. Now, what happens if somebody trapped it on Yontif? Let's say a guy trapped the animal on Yontif. So it was Muktza. And if the guy ripped off fruit for a Jew on Yontif, or trapped it for a Jew, it's also usher because of Hanami Melechas. So there's two reasons it could be usher. One reason is mitam mukta. Another reason is it's Hana from the Melecha of a guy. So let's see. So let's say you have a case of where a guy trapped an animal for you on day one of Pesach, and now you want to eat it in Galus on day two. Oh. So this is going to depend on Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Says the Gemara story time. Hahu Bartavia Da'asa Lebei Resh Galusa. There was a certain deer that was brought to the house of the Resh Galusa. De'it tzid b'yom tavishin shel galius. A guy trapped the deer, venison, it's kosher, deer's kosher. And the guy trapped the deer on day one of Pesach. And now they wanted to cook it and eat it on day two. So for sure it's us to eat on day one. Either it's mukta or hanam melechas guy. Ve'ishchat b'yom tov sheni. And it was shechted on Yontov Sheni. And they brought the food in front of Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, and Rav Sheshes. Three rabbis. Are they going to eat the food? Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, achlu. Rav Nachman, Rav Chista ate it. Why? Because Pesach is Shtei Kedushos. It's Shtei Kedushos. Because Memanavshach. If yesterday is Yontif, today is Chol, I can eat it either. If yesterday is Chol, so it was trapped on Chol. And I'm allowed to shecht it. Because they waited b'chadei sheyasu. So there's no hanami melechas yantif. For Rav Sheshes lo achal, Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat it because he held that shnei yamim tovim shel galius are kedusha achas hein. So therefore, just like I couldn't eat it yesterday, I can't eat it today. Amar Rav Nachman, my eved le Rav Sheshes lo achal bisa de tavia. Rav Nachman said, what am I going to do for Rav Sheshes that he wouldn't eat the good meat on yantif? Meaning he shouldn't have declined the food. Amali Rav Sheshes, v'heichi echol. Rav Sheshes said to him, but how could I eat the food? The tani isi v'amri la isi tani v'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi oser. Rabbi Yossi aser to take meiser on condition b'shtei yom tovim shel galius. We learned in the brisa that Rabbi Yossi forbade taking Trumas and Mises on making the condition to take Trumas and Mises because he held it was Kedusha Achasein. Amar Rava, Umay Kushya. Rava said, no, that's not a good kasha. Dil Mahachi Kamar. Maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to say that only about Rosh Hashanah. V'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi oser b'shtei Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah bagola. When he said Yom Tov shel Galius, it didn't mean Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It meant Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. Bagola. Says Gemar, Yehachi, Shel Golios, Bagola Mibayla. He shouldn't have said Shel Golios, he should have said Bagola. Amarav Asi, Umay Kushya. Dilmachi Kamar. V'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi, Ose, Isser, Shnei Yom Tov shel Golios. He was lenient. Bayantif, Kishnei Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah, L'Rabbanan Desharu. Rabbi Yossi was lenient. He rendered the Isser of Shnei Yom Tov shel Golios mutter like the sheet of Rabbanon who permitted by Rosh Hashanah, right? Remember we said before Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eleza by Rosh Hashanah, even though the Chachamim said it's Kedusha Achas by Yontif going into Shabbos, but by Rosh Hashanah the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eleza to stay Kedushos. So just like Chachamim were lenient by Rosh Hashanah, so too Rabbi Yossi was lenient by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Gemara tells a funny ending to the story. Funny ending to the story. We saw this a couple times before. It's a little bit funny. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Omar Lei. Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. So Rav Sheshes found Rabbi Bar Shmuel and he asked him, was there any Chiddush in the Beis Medrash today about Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golius, whether it's considered to be Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? Amar Lei, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Tanina, we learned, Mode Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi who says that Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, even Rabbi Yossi admits, B'Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Golius, he admits that Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Golius, it's really Shtei Kedushas. So Rav Sheshes was embarrassed. Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes said to Rabbi Shmuel, Imishkachas Lehu Lo Temel Huva Lo Midi. Do me a favor, if you bump into Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, don't tell them that this was discussed in the Beis Medrash today because they're going to be all upset why I didn't eat the meat in the house of the Reish Galusa. But if they paskin that it was really Shtei Kedushas, really I was allowed to, I was allowed to eat the meat. Okay, I think we're going to stop right over here from Amar Rav Ashi. We'll pick it up from Amar Rav Ashi. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And tomorrow. What's the BMW davening schedule tomorrow?
Tomorrow is 5:30, Rabino. Bright and early.
5:30 is Slichas?
Yep.
What, it's going to end at around 7? It's going to end at 7?
7:05, yeah.
Okay, so let's assume we'll have the daf probably around the regular time.
Right. Mitzvah Shem, is Rabino going to give a chamisha tonight?
No. There's no. Only when there's a parsha shavua. No chumashia. Sorry. Got to prepare the davening tonight. Doing a lot of davening. I'm davening this year, Shacharis and Musaf, both days. Whatever. It's a lot of davening this year. We got two minyanim. So my brother and I, we got two minyanim. All right. So 5:30 slichas. That's pretty early. All right.
Yeah, 5:30 also slichas.
All right, Bez Hashem.
We have somebody davening Musaf twice.